Hello, everyone, on this day, just before Valentine's Day. I think it contains a lot of the energy of love that we're looking for. We've been sending Valentines to our sweethearts and even our parents and our children and all the people who remind us of the love that we are, all those we cherish. Our thoughts turn to candy hearts and red roses. And in the blessing call, I want to take that spirit of energy and lift it to an even higher level where we share hearts and roses through the spirit to all those who need it, to those who feel as if no one loves them, or they've been abandoned, or perhaps they've even chosen to be alone and don't know the extent of their loneliness. To the elderly, to the young, let's be in a place where we are sending Valentines to those we may never see in person, or those who have left the plane of this earth, or those who are yet unborn, but we know they'll be joining our family. I am in the midst right now of offering an extension course to two of the most exciting online courses I've offered in years, and that was the Energy of Life and the A Better Life course. And what we're studying in these courses is all about the energy of life that is so far beyond the normal boxes we live in and the normal limited perceptions of our five dominant senses that tell us that's all there is. And I was just preparing the finishing touches on our class for today when I got on the call, and I was just really feeling in touch with all of life around the planet, beyond the planet, on the higher planes of heaven, and the whole field of life, and God, and Yeshua. And it was just really an amazing inclusion. I think sometimes we become afraid to reach that far, but actually reaching that far is our safety net, because it makes the little issues of this earth, the little collisions and catastrophes and pains and hurts and bumped knees of this earth seem so insignificant by comparison. And so we bring that energy of love into our blessing and know that Yeshua and the Holy Spirit will connect us with God the Father and the earth, our mother, to bring about the very highest and best with which we can be nourished and lifted into the higher realms of life. And so with it, it's really with that invocation that I wanted to begin our call. Now, I know that we have a few people who want to speak today. And as I said before I began our call, I express my condolences to Kathy O'Fallon for the loss of her brother, Tim Wilcox, who has been one of our regular people to speak on the call. And Tim, Tom, we will most definitely miss you. And yet, in an interesting and ironic way, we know you're with us, and there's nothing to miss. It's just, we loved your voice, your sweetness, your kind comments, and your encouragement. And I know that you still are providing that for all of us. Kathy, I see you're on the call, so I'm going to unmute you.
Hi, everyone. I did listen to the whole Blessing Giver call last night, although I wasn't able to get on the call until late because of a family meeting at the hospital. But I, for some reason, I couldn't get the star 6-1 to respond, so I wasn't able to talk. And I did want to just say how much I appreciated everyone's comments and blessings and condolences. And then last night I dreamt that Nancy Johnson took my blessing giver friend took me to a blessing giver meeting, and I got a kiss from you, Glenda, and everyone's support and love was just wonderful. And so I just appreciate it so much. And you know, I went to Tom's church this morning, and I really got a healing there, and understand from a friend of his whose class he took on spirit, that my whole family who has passed, extended family and immediate who had passed, was there, and I felt a real, real healing. And I do feel Tom's presence. He came to me again in a dream last night, and he's very much alive for me. And although in my lonely moments, you know, when I'm being self-centered, I feel that grief, and I know that's natural. For the most part, I am just so happy for him because I know he is in absolute bliss. And he's communicated that we have no idea just how magnificent it is where he is. And he is so excited for everything that he's learning and able to give back now. So I feel very, very peaceful about it.
God bless you, Kathy. And God bless you for daring to reach beyond the immediacy of your grief, which is totally natural, and see the joy and embrace the joy with Tom, because that's where you will find your eternal connection with him.
Yeah.
And naturally, as always, we give you a giant hug and the very best we have to offer in the way of love and blessings.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for speaking. Who else would like to speak now? Anyone with a question, a comment, an expression of the day? You are welcome to speak. And all you have to do is press star 6 and then follow the prompt. I think the best way to make it work, which Kathy probably had difficulty with yesterday, is you press star 6 and then don't immediately press 1. Allow the prompt to come on and say press 1. That's how it works the best. Hey, here we've got some people on. Okay. All right. We have a caller from area code 774, and it's anonymous. Otherwise, I call you by name.
Hi, Glenda. This is Darlene.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to, I was so glad that I was able to get on the call today. Sometimes I'm not able to get through, but I wanted to let Kathy know that I was here and on the call. Her and I have been in contact through email. She's let me know from the beginning about Tom's departure, and I've been trying to support her through email, and we haven't had a chance to connect, but I did want her to know that I was on the call and that my heart and my love, my friendship is with her and her family. I love her dearly. Kathy and I never met each other. We were at the first Blessing Giver seminar together, but we didn't meet until this past November. And we met by accident at an event in November. And, of course, from one Blessing Giver to another, to meet amongst thousands of people was very exciting for both of us. So I just wanted to get on the call and tell her I love her, I love Tom, and I love you, Glenda. I love all of my Blessing Givers. I just want to extend that friendship and blessing out to everyone. And that's all I wanted to say, and that I was here for everyone. So thank you, Glenda. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and that's huge. That's a huge comment. Thank you so much for that. And I see that Mara is on the line. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Glenda. I just have a comment, and that is that I have been feeling the very special graces that have been coming from Tom. And I'm kind of asking him to look up my Tom, who died in April.
Oh, how lovely.
And I'm hoping they will connect. But most of all, I want to tell you and everyone, all of the blessing givers and all of the receivers, all of you, I feel so connected to. I'm having trouble even describing it. I sound like I'm crying from sadness, but I'm not. It's from gratitude for you, Glenda, to Yeshua, and to all of you. And I am so thankful to be connected with Spiritus. I can't tell you.
Oh, I totally understand, Mara. And can you imagine, this is the way the first Christians felt. This is the way they felt.
Yeah.
And we are a family. We are a soul family. And it becomes richer and more meaningful with all of our connections. And look at the common denominator, other than the fact that we are expressing our gratitude and our love for Tom. The other common denominator of our call today is how much our community means to us. Now, yeah. Those of you who are listening, I hope that you are perceiving the value of connecting, of joining. This community is open to everyone, even if you never become a blessing giver. Bring others into it and become a blessing receiver. Whether you receive or give, you're part of the community. You're part of the family, and we love you. And those of you who are ready to move up to a little bit higher level of responsibility, I really want to encourage you to become a blessing giver. This is not a trivial thing. There are, I think we will probably want and need some testimonies from blessing givers about how amazed and shocked they were with the profundity of the information revealed in the course, how real it was, how palpable it was, how direct the connection was with Yeshua, how direct the connection was with the Holy Spirit, with the earth, with God the Father. It's an amazing event. And I don't think any life has been the same who's ever been through that. So thank you so much, Mara. I mean, just the words you shared and also the feeling and the emotion are so precious. And by the way, I have a letter on the way to you, and I'm sure you'll know what that's about.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
We have someone from Toronto. You're on. Toronto? Hi, I cleared your line. Area code 647. Ontario, have you gone off to get a drink of water? Well, if you have, then I'll take another call from Matthew in area code 818.
Hi. I think that's me. My name is Michelle. Do you hear me?
Uh-huh. I do.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you. It's the first time I've actually decided to speak to you, but I'm not necessarily in your community, but I've listened to your amazing energy calls for about the past year as someone, because I've gone through amazing release over the last year, and your energy and Yeshua's and the blessings really, really helped me for sure. So my love and grateful thanks to you and to everyone. But the reason I got on the call today was just a very quick question, because we are talking about Valentine's Day as it's coming up, and this is a little bit off the subject of what you've been discussing with your dear Tom passing on and so forth, but this is from someone who is wondering if you could add in a little energy for bringing in your soulmate. I hate that word because I feel there are many soulmates, but and I've had several of them, but I haven't found my true partner. And I was wondering if you could just give me a little information if you have any little tips for that, and or just bring on the energy.
Well, we certainly include that in our blessing today.
Okay.
I think that's a lovely elevation of love for the blessing before Valentine's Day, because we really focus upon bringing in the energy of spirit. One of the things that we really do focus on in our Energy of Life course, I would highly recommend that to you, given your concern here. It has to do with the languages that we speak on the different levels of our life, whether it be heart language, body language, mind language, consciousness language, language of the spirit, and language of the soul. And it's all the Rosetta Stone for all these levels of language is, of course, love. And so when we speak the language of love, we can transition through these many different other languages that we may not be quite as fluent in. I think I'm always amazed when I see a new animal whisperer, such as the ones that are able to safely walk among the wild lions. And recently someone sent me a clip of a shark whisperer. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yikes. I mean, it's hard to even watch and think, wow, could I master that language and be so centered in love that I would only speak the language of sharks? Wow. But you see, what the point this brings up is that there's a language that we need to speak. No less than if we went to France, we would get along with and meet more people if we spoke French. And so mastering the different languages of life is a very, very important part of our success in life and being able to enter different venues and different places to find not only the ones we're looking for, but perhaps even the vocations we're looking for or the places we want to live. So I would highly recommend that course. But in the meantime, we'll hold your question and your seeking in our heart. How's that?
Thank you. Thank you. I totally appreciate that. And I send you love and everyone love. And I know that's the only thing there is. So thank you so much.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you. And we will take another call. I see that Jerome is on the line, but I'm having trouble getting your line open. I need to. Jerome, I'm trying to get you on the call. We have so many callers coming in. The new callers are showing up and including my little click button where your telephone is. So we just have a huge number of people who come in right at the very end. I'm going to go ahead and take Rick Hoffman. Rick,
well,
you're on.
Thank you, Glenda. I know you through a couple of blessing givers, Maria and Diane, and I just had emergency open heart surgery around 3 weeks ago.
Oh, bless your heart.
It was one of the most powerful spiritual experiences of my life. And my friends created a conference call for the 6 hours I was in surgery to do prayers and blessings. And I felt through the whole thing, I had to wait 3 days in the hospital beforehand, I felt in such a state of peace and love and contentment. And I felt this huge outpouring towards me, and everyone calling me and people doing prayers and blessings on Facebook, people organizing to help me when I got home, because I just basically rent a room from a friend, and I don't have any living family of my own or my family of origin. And for me, this was there was a spiritual gift in this whole process of really being in that place of true peace and never being afraid. And but the other gift was the gift of all the love of these people, because in a way I lived my life feeling at some deep level isolated and alone. And this was kind of the antidote to that. It was like showing the lie of that, by the way everyone showed up. And in the amount of love, it was like I had to really, in my prayer, in fact, even I did some of the blessings, you know, as I've been recovering, was that I let all of this love all the way into the very core of every dimension of my humanness. So I want to thank you for what you've created, and just want to share that as like whatever you want to comment about this incredible gift we give each other of love and support.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that, Rick, and thank you for being with us. We love having you in our community, and we feel your energy. So you're not alone anymore. And we love knowing you, and I hope you'll speak up again in the future and let us know how you're doing. So we hold you in our prayers and our blessings, and we'll remember you specifically in our blessing call today. So thank you so much for speaking up. And Jerome, I finally have your line open.
Ah, you did great, Glenda. Thank you. We had a fantastic thing at our church today during our meditation service. One of our close friends came to church, and she had the most painful, sore arm she said she'd ever had. And during the meditation, the old pastor of our church came to her and said, I'm here for you. And she said, it's my arm. And this was an old spiritualist minister, but he healed her during our meditation service. So the other side is always with us, always around us. And, you know, Glenda, you've done it so beautifully well. As we ask and open to receive, anything can happen. And I also want to just thank you for the extension course that you are doing, too, because this blessing course gets us ready for many, many things. And the energy of life is profound. And as I read the what you had for us, it was a magnificent thing for me, as usual. But just the blessing of love and light and compassion from the other side is so great for all the blessings you do. So my tremendous blessing to everyone on the call as well, because the other side is always with us, always. It's expansive, like you said, beyond anything we can imagine. But I went across once, and so I know that too. And so, but yeah. Thank you, Glenda, so much.
Well, you are so welcome, Jerome. And I always love hearing your bright and brilliant and cheerful voice. It brings such a light to our blessing calls. But, you know, also you brought up a very important point, and that is that after offering the blessings for a year and a half, we were creating this amazing tsunami of loving energy that was flooding the earth, and I was finding so many people could not be like Rick and receive it fully. They were saying, what is this? Do I have to defend myself against this? Do I have to trickle-infuse this? Like a little drip bag of water, which Jerome, you would be familiar with being an MP.
Yes.
So you adjust the little clamp to trickle it in either slower or in a larger stream. And so I was thinking, wow, you know, the problem is that most of us are so unfamiliar with this level of energy. It's something we knew before we were born. It's something we will glorify ourselves in after our life is over. And it sustains the universe. And yet, while we are in an incarnate existence, focusing upon the structured and hard practical energy forces of life that really keep our attention pretty much fixed on survival issues, we don't even see this energy. And when it comes to us, we wonder, what is this? Is it even something I can trust? Am I supposed to absorb it? What am I supposed to do with it? Well, what has been presented in these two courses is an answer to how to use that.
Yes.
And these two courses are archived now, online, or Spiritus Online. You can find them in the Love Without End store. You can enroll in them. In each course, there are four audios and four written lessons. You can download them and print them and study them for the rest of your life.
Yes.
It's the biggest bargain you will ever, ever have. And if you haven't taken the course, go and take the course. Even though it's not live with me right now, let's be realistic. Not very many people ask questions. Most people are listeners even on the live call. Now, there is a live energy, but, you know, I hear from people who take the archived courses that they still pick up the live energy. Somehow it's etched there forever. And I think that's because of the quality of spiritual language.
Yes.
And you're going to learn all about that in this class.
Yep.
People pick up Love Without End and they say, Glenda, you know, no matter how many times I read this, I keep seeing something new in it. It's like this book is alive.
Yes.
Well, it is. And the living energy is coming from Yeshua. And the language, he helped me to learn to speak. So this is what we learn in those courses. I can't recommend them enough. And then after I let everyone who took the first courses percolate a little bit, apply these to life, and I received all their questions, I realized we needed a follow-up course to clarify certain points, because it's like, wow. It's like the rest of the universe. Let me tell you, let me compare it to this. If you took everything we know from the Hubble telescope, astrometrics, all of astronomy, all of quantum physics, all of geophysics, all of science, all of mathematics describing all of physical existence, and all of the energy forms and forces we know about, that would comprise about 15% of existence. Where is the rest of the 85%? Is it off somewhere, away and apart from us?
No.
No, it's right here with you.
Yes.
You just don't see it with your five senses. But once you learn the language of accessing it, you can take it into your life to make of your life the fullness it was meant to have. And in learning all of the languages of the universe, then you really can fulfill the promise Yeshua gave us. All these things I do, you shall do and more. Now, you won't learn the languages overnight. I know I struggled with Spanish for 4 years in high school, and I still wasn't fluent with it. But if I went down to Mexico and lived for 6 months, I would have spoken like a native with a Texas accent. But this is you see, you've got to apply these things. And this is why this whole year is dedicated toward taking these basic propositions that there is more than meets the eye. There's more than that which we see. And we just have to speak the language in order to access it. But for now, we need to move into our blessing for the day. The time has come, and I ask whatever blessing givers will choose to join me to do so. And in a meditation, Tom asked to be a blessing giver today from on high ground. He's really enjoying that and standing shoulder to shoulder with Yeshua, being our human connection in the high places, allowing us to reach into higher places and to see the wonderment of all that exists beyond these limited boxes in which we live. So let's proceed. Let's remove our shoes and socks, temperatures and weather permitting, but at least remove your shoes because of the rubber soles on most of them and the synthetic material. They alter and don't convey the pure energy up from the earth. And be in a seated pose with your back comfortably erect so that energy from heaven can flow through the top of your head, down through your spine, and then relax at the base of your spine, and your legs can then draw up from the earth. It will move up and down and up and down, spiraling around in your heart. Now, it's in your heart where you will meet Yeshua. He's there. And I ask that you suspend all cognitive thinking, because cognitive thinking is linear, and it cannot embrace all the possibilities of the universe. It cannot explain God or the Holy Spirit. So it's a good tool. It's a good tool. We bless it. But for now, we're going to bench it, okay? And we're just going to be in the heart. Pray in a way that feels comfortable for you, whether it's in silence, with words, with feelings, with praise, with gratitude, or simply expressing all your needs to God the Father. All your needs are already known, but sometimes it's important to express it because it confirms the faith we have in asking for that which we need. Okay, so be like a child. Ask for that which you need. And if you don't get it all out, just know the rest is known. So we shall begin. I will say an invocation to Yeshua, and then you will pray for 3 minutes while the energy of the Holy Spirit and Yeshua and all that the blessing givers are conveying. Remember, we're just antennae that help all the energies of the universe to flow into a human frequency. That's what we do for you. The blessings come from God, always, always, always. And they are seated in your heart through our loving master, friend, and teacher, Yeshua. The Holy Spirit fills our whole body, heart, soul, and being. But the blessing givers are antennae that pick up the radio frequencies, the energetic frequencies. We ground them for you, and we convey them for you. So I give my thanks, my praise, my immense appreciation to all the blessing givers who join us, and to Tom, who has the joy to join us and be with us in joy today. So, dear Yeshua, thank you so much for teaching us about the bridges, the many bridges between heaven and earth, through all of our faith and all the languages of life we learn to speak, through reaching for God and still remaining connected to the earth, knowing that everything is of God. Thank you for being with us to heal us, to teach us, to encourage us, enlighten us, bring us joy, and the greatest hope for eternal life. Thank you for being our brother, our friend, and the fulfilled representation of the Son of God. Amen. the energy transmission is complete. Now, I want you to go and rest for 7 minutes and absorb this energy into every cell of your body and being. Don't think. Don't have any limiting expectations. Just let it be. Let it fill you with grace and blessing. Goodbye for now. God loves you, and so do I.